Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
Molitor lobs it forward for Cam Duke. Espinoza chipping it in for Duke. He got a touch to it. Gets around the keeper. Back to Johnny Russell. And Russell slams it in. Fantastic work from Cam Duke. And Sporting take a 1-0 lead in the final moments of half number one. And there is the final whistle. Another hard-fought point on the road for Sporting Kansas City.
And a ground ball right side, and that will be through. Base hit Merrifield. That'll get Nicky Lopez to third. And the Royals have runners at the corners with one out.
The Royals have one hit in this series with a runner in scoring position.
And here's Andrew Benintendi.
Benny with a base hit. He comes through. And the Royals take a 1-0 lead.
3-2. Polanco swings and misses and strikes out on a 3-2 slider. The pitch. Swung on, hit to left field. Benintendi is there. He's got it. So Brady Singer gets out of the bases loaded, one out, and he pitches around two walks. Dozier swings, and it's a ground ball fair up the third base line and down into the left field corner. Merrifield scores. Benintendi goes to third. Hunter Dozier has an RBI double, and the Royals lead 2-0.
Santana drops one into right center field, and that will get the job done. In comes one, in comes two, in comes three, and the Royals are up 5-0. Kyle Isbell sneaks one through. Santana will score, and the Royals go up 6-0.
A high blast to left field. Going back is Benintendi. Gone, a home run. It's a five-run eighth inning.
The 1-1, a swing, a line drive into right center field. That's a base hit for Urshela. Kepler scores, and the Twins take the lead 7-6.
Indescribable. Yeah. Can't think of a worse loss than that one right there.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB, Stephen St. John, Nate Buchady, and Marco Marquez on this Monday, May 23rd, 2022. A lot to get to. I feel like I just experienced the entire sports weekend. Nice job, Marco, with the at least Kansas City sports weekend. We're going to get into that here in a minute. But first, I must tell you, I'm not in studio. I'm on the road. I've got Hartzell with me. More importantly, I've got Rob Manning directly from sales. He's waving the number one in the air. He's very excited to be here because I am at the National Golf Club in the Northland. It's been known for many things, but now it's known as the place of employment for Mr. Phil St. John. As I walked in, someone comes up to me and says, "Hey, I think I met your son out here yesterday. Does he work here?" I said, "Yes, he does." And so, what does he do? I said, "Well, he won't tell me. He does a lot of things. But I know he was very tired last night. So, but he's off today. So, but Phil St. John, very excited to not be working at the National. And it's one of the crown jewels of the Northland. And so we're out here for Team Smile. It is a wonderful event, wonderful golf tournament for a great cause. and I'm going to be here for the entire day, enjoying all the festivities. We've got our good friend Mark Boerichter, who is part of the board of directors for Team Smile. He's going to be out here, and I'm going to have various guests on the show today telling you a little bit about what they do and what the purpose is, and talk about the event today, which is the Team Smile Golf Classic in memory of Ted Reese. People will start to head out here in the next hour or so. And like I said, the committee, the Team Smile Golf Classic committee featuring Mark Boerichter, I'll put him on the board of directors. He's that good. And our old friend Holly Starr also as well is on the committee. And so we'll say hi to them a little bit later. Team Smile, you can get more information at teamsmile.org. Team Smile's mission is to provide children in need with a life-changing dental experience through the power of sports. They conduct large-scale dental clinics in stadiums and arenas throughout the country, and they make it a fun experience with players, cheerleaders, face painters, mascots, and a DJ to truly create a special experience for the children. And since 2017, Smile has now conducted approximately 250 programs, served 45,000 children, and provided over $17 million in free dental care and oral health education. And so that's a big deal. And also in Kansas City, Team Smile works with the Chiefs, the Royals, and Sporting Kansas City to conduct three programs in the KC area on an annual basis. And Team Smile serves approximately 800 to 900 Metro kids annually and over 7,500 since its inception. And again, we're here for the Team Smile Golf Classic in memory of Ted Reese at the National Golf Club in beautiful Parkville. We will be here. And also special thanks to the Car Wash KC and Reese Montgomery Remax Results. And I mentioned this also, the Car Wash KC, which is not too far off 29 and Berry Road. It's 6951 Northwest 83rd Street. It's by the Arby's. If you're familiar with I-29 and Berry Road, you know where the Arby's is, don't you? Oh, I love it. It's good. Two for $6 usually. You can, if you mention Team Smile, you get $5 off your car wash. Mention Team Smile at the Car Wash KC off 29 and Berry by the Arby's, and you'll get $5 off the car wash. So, Nate Bucati, good morning. How are you?
I know where that Arby's is.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I make a stop by there every once in a while on my way home from the airport.
There's an Arby's, there's a Popeyes,
yep.
There's a McDonald's that we spend way too much time in the drive-through there, which angers me. A lot of good stuff there. That's my stomping grounds. And so if you happen to be over that way in the next month, Nate, in the next month, and you see the Car Wash KC and you think, oh, this car needs to, my car's filthy, I need to get it washed, mention Team Smile when you drive through, and they'll give you $5 off your car wash. And then you can sit in your car and eat your roast beef sandwich while you get your car washed. That's the way I like to do things. Around the hell, you're laughing.
Some curly fries and a little Arby's sauce.
Many times I've had my car washed while eating a roast beef sandwich in the driver's seat. It's an empowering experience.
That sounds like living life.
So it is. Now, Team Smile. The Royals were not Team Smile yesterday, I can tell you that. They were Team Something. It wasn't Smile. And it's very interesting. Wasn't it last Sunday that they damn near blew a – well, they did blow a big lead, but Salvador Perez saved them in Colorado? Was it last week? All these days and weeks and losses start to run together. and they didn't lose. And I came on the show the next day. I said, you know, that's the kind of loss that could cost someone their job. Or the kind of loss where, you know, everyone gets together and says, you know, we need to make a change.
Yeah, that was last Sunday.
And, but it didn't happen. But still, the Royals found it necessary to still make some changes. And they let go of their hitting coach. You know, I'm not anticipating more changes. Not saying that they don't need to be made. But that's the kind of loss where someone loses their job. That's the kind of loss where there's some type of reorganization or some changes are made. This is now, you know, and I know, Nate, you many times you have been, oh, how about this? This is a show of power. Our now she's our intern. Marissa just showed up. How about that? That's she. I told her you might want to come out and you could see. You can learn how to put on a remote and learn from Hartzell and see what it's like to have a remote. And she had said, what time? I said, well, anytime between 6 and 10. You tell an intern that. You leave it up to them, and they show up, I don't know, what would you say, Nate? 8:30, 9?
Yeah.
9:30?
Yeah, 8 o'clock earliest. Yeah.
Right, right. 8 o'clock if you're lucky.
Earliest,
right?
Yeah.
Here I am. You said anytime between 6 and 10, it's 9:45. What can you show me about the remote?
Mm-hmm.
She just walks in here like she owns a place, and she's ready to learn. So good. So sirens are going off. It's unbelievable. People are very excited. So there you go, Hartzell. This is the new Border Patrol intern, Marissa, and she's here to learn. And so there it is. She's also pissed off about the Royals. She came in here mad about that too. And so I'll tell you, this is terrible. The Royals are 14-26. They just got swept by the Twins at home. They've lost four in a row. And Nate, you know that you have a tremendous amount of optimism, right?
Yeah.
You're usually the more optimistic person than I am. And you try to see the bright side of life. And, like, you know, when J.J. said, hey, we're still in it. I know that J.J., and he elaborated on his comments on our show, Royals General Manager J.J. Piccolo, when he was on the show last week. If you want to listen to that, you can listen to the podcast, 810WHP.com. But he said what? He said that there was also a comment on the rest of the division, and no one has run away with it. And theoretically, that's correct, because there is no great team in the division. Although now, we might want to revisit the standings. But the Royals do not look like a team that in any way, shape, or form is interested in contending in the AL Central or any other division. And I felt like this was, this for anyone that thought otherwise, this weekend was a cold splash of reality in their face. Not only getting swept, but getting swept by the Minnesota Twins and then losing that game in the fashion they lost it yesterday. That's a complete embarrassment from top to bottom. And there's no other way you can describe that. The Royals, and you know, and I hate to say this. I'm going to say, people may not know what happened because there's a lot of people that don't know what happened. Right? Because they make it very difficult. Who's they? Nate, who's they? They make it very difficult for people to watch the Royals on TV. Well, who's they?
I guess in this term, it would be Bally Sports.
Well, we see that all the time, right? Man, they make it hard to watch the Royals. You know, is it the Royals? Is it who's the they? Bally, whoever.
It's the system. Okay. It's the system that's
the
out
system,
to get us.
The system, the powers that be. Yep. We'll say Marco. Marco makes
Marco,
it hard for
no,
people
let's
to watch
not blame Royals. Marco for this one.
And so the Royals got a run in the third and five runs in the sixth, and they were up 6-0. And lost in all this now, but we're not going to let it get lost because it was a very important part of this game. Brady Singer, again, was terrific. Again, he throws 7 shutout innings. 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 95 pitches in his 7 innings. Terrific. So let's take a pause there before we get too negative. Terrific performance by Brady Singer. That's still a very important aspect of what happened in that game, right?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
That's a big deal. But it makes you even angrier, though, that they waste a performance like Brady Singer. It's sickening. So he throws 7 shutout innings, and the Royals are up 6-0 going into the 8th. And they lost. Clark comes in, can't get an out. The game starts to get tight. He comes in and can't get an out. And you're thinking, you know, I don't know if you guys were watching. I don't know if you got what you guys were thinking. But honestly, I'm not thinking the Royals are going to lose at that point. I think, they're going to make it interesting. Clark comes in, gives up a single. Gives up another single, then there's a throwing error, and then gives up another single, and then gives up another single. But okay, this is getting serious. Bring Barlow in. Sacrifice fly. Barlow gets a strikeout, and then gives up a home run. And then all of a sudden, just like that, it's 6-5, and then it's on. Barlow gives up another hit. gives up a couple of walks. I don't know what the hell happens to Barlow. They pull him out. Here comes Stallman. He gets out of it. He gets a strikeout. Okay, 6-5. Whew. They didn't give up the lead. But here we go. Ninth inning. They blow it. Stallman blows it. You know, it was two of the best relievers in the bullpen that were complicit in this. I mean, the first problem was Clark. He didn't get anybody out, you know. No innings. He gets charged four in runs. And then the Royals lose the game 7-6, and they get swept. And now they find themselves 14-26, an embarrassing 8-15 at home. I mean, it's all embarrassing, right? What's not embarrassing about it?
Well, that was a tough nut to swallow.
Yeah, well, it is. It's all embarrassing. They're in last place in the division. Now they're 10.5 games behind Minnesota. 10.5 games behind Minnesota. In the American League, who has the worst run differential, Nate?
Probably nobody. I'm not looking.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yep. Negative 56. Nobody. That's worst.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you remember how you we all guffawed and laughed. There's articles. Can Cincinnati be the worst baseball team in Major League Baseball history? LOLs and ha-has. Well, don't look now, but Cincinnati's two games behind the Royals. And their run differential is only minus 64. So we're in the neighborhood of the Reds. Okay, the supposed laughing stock of baseball, right, Nate? Were
yeah.
they not?
Oh, yeah.
What were the conversations we were having? But far and away, there was no comparison.
Right.
You got all these teams, but boy, at least you're not the Reds. Well, another week like this, and they'll be behind the Reds. So, I don't know what else to tell you. And then, and we'll break, but when, and then, my man Alec Lewis, did you read his latest article at The Athletic?
No, I did not.
He goes in again, hard, OG style.
Ham in the paint, huh?
They have taken this young, vibrant, positive voice, Alec Lewis, and this guy is writing columns and articles like a grizzled 35-year-old vet that's had enough. And again, when you take a positive voice like that and you turn him negative, what have you done? And even Nate, now,
ooh.
I know you try to defend it, Nathan. And there's nothing wrong with that because we have to see both sides. But I ask you on this day now, does it feel like the Royals are in it?
Well, I mean, not today per se.
I'm interested in today.
How about those Royals, huh?
I texted Bluma on his birthday and said, hey, you know, you were laughing at me when I said the Royals could rattle off a 9-game winning streak and they've won two in a row.
There it is.
And he said,
you tried to claim victory after two wins.
And they've lost four straight since then.
Yeah.
I might have jumped the gun on that one a little bit.
Do you think so?
A little, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think I jumped the gun a little bit.
Maybe. Well, we'll take a break.
It could have been because I was excited about it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get into this Alec Lewis article.
Is this the article that's just the headline? Today's Royals loss was the rotten cherry on top of a putrid first 40 games. Is it that one?
Yeah. Yeah. That's Ooh. It.
That's
Dig
a,
into that
that's
one.
A bad headline
that
right off the bat.
Some good reading.
I'm just going to tell you, I missed the whole blowing of the lead because when the Royals went up 6-0, I was like, oh, they got this game. And this this golf tournament was going down to the wire. And we had it right here on Sports Radio 810. So I flipped over to that. And I was listening to that dude from Chile. That poor guy, he fell apart. And I was listening to that, and then I got on Twitter, and I was seeing all these people griping about the Royals pitching, and I was like, why is everybody griping about the Royals pitching? Singer had a great game. And, oh, they blew it? I missed
the
whole
thing. Tell you what, I'm out here. I'm glad I wore long sleeves. It's a little chilly out here. Cause they opened the door out here to the National. The sun's going to come out.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
nice
so let me go ahead and let me give a public service announcement. Anyone out there interested in watching sports, do not listen to Nate.
No.
everything to tell you what to watch.
Everything I watched was the wrong thing yesterday. Like
I'm trying to watch. I said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to give it to Nate one time.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him make me watch soccer one time. Trying to follow what you say made me feel like I was crazy.
Well,
and
I felt like I was crazy.
You kept telling people to watch the wrong thing, didn't you?
Yep, I did. Because I kept watching the wrong thing.
You were no ambassador of soccer yesterday.
I was trying to be.
Nah, you had people chasing their tails.
I was chasing my tail all day. Every time I changed the channel, that's when things got crazy. So
if you listen, if you follow Nate on Twitter and he says to watch one channel, watch the other one.
Right.
If he says to watch one game, watch the other game.
Right.
It's the only way you can survive in this business. I'm going to take a break now. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John, Nate Picchetti, and Marco Marquez. I'm live out at the National with Hartzell and also intern Marissa, who they're out here with me for the wonderful event, the Team Smile Golf Classic in memory of Ted Reese. So I'm going to be out here all day long. We'll have some guests, including Mark Boerichter. Mark Boerichter on the Team Smile Golf Classic Committee. It's a great event for a great cause. And the most important thing is they've already given me a bottle of bourbon. So that is, you know. See, I didn't know what was going to happen because they came over and said, hey, you like bourbon? I said, I don't know if I should be drinking that before the show, but twist my arm. And they gave me a whole bottle of Steeple Ridge straight bourbon whiskey. Here comes Rob trying to sniff around this bottle of whiskey. Rob, I'm sure they'll give you one. It looks wonderful. But everyone, that's my kind of golf tournament. Everyone gets that in their gift bag. Nate, would you like to play the golf tournament where you get a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty nice gift bag right there.
Yeah, real good. Okay, so let's let's finish my bitch session, huh? It's Monday. Thank you. Okay, so by the way, and this is not clearly the Royals bullpen lost that game last night, right? Okay, but we have hit the 40 game mark, and that's what Alec Lewis wrote about. That's the time where Dayton Moore and others have said that's when you can really take a step back and evaluate what's going on. Okay, a quarter of the way through the season with the 40-game mark. So let me evaluate some different things and what's going on. Vinny Pasquantino needs to be on the baseball team. Okay? Number one, because his name's Vinny Pasquantino, and it sounds like he graduated with me from St. Pius in 1990. So that's number one, we all like that. You know? It sounds like he lives in the Northland, all right? And so that makes everyone like him, and I like him. You know, like I got my buddy Tom that doesn't even know nothing about baseball. He goes, they got a guy named Vinny. They should call him up. I say, that's right. Hey, what do you want from me? So it's good. And so did you see what Vinny did yesterday? Or do you even care, Nate? Do you even care anymore? Because I'm going to force this upon you.
Yeah,
every
no, I'm well aware of his goings-on because I follow Stephen St. John on Twitter.
Do you know what he did yesterday?
I know he had a good day. I don't remember what happened.
Okay. He went 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored. He had a home run. He had 5 ribbies. His on base is up to .380. His slug is up to .585. And right now for the season, his OPS is .965. He has 10 home runs, 40 ribbies. I don't. It's ridiculous. And you know when Nick Prado's turning things around too, and he started to get hot. And so they could, you know, my man Alec Lewis, here we go again. And so I'm just letting you know that while others struggle to make contact or have any production out of the first base and DH spot, at some point they're going to have to call up Vinny Pasquantino. Because if they are serious about winning, they don't have their best team on the field without him. Okay, and it's getting to the point, once again, where it's embarrassing. I know Carlos Santana actually did produce yesterday, but he's hitting 140. We watched him be, if he's not the worst, he's got to be one of the worst first basemen as far as offensive production since the All-Star break last year. And even with a somewhat hot start last year, he hit 214 with a 319 on base last year and a 661 OPS. This year, 140, 292, 258. That's a slash line, 550 OPS. It's embarrassing that they've gone with a guy that long. Okay? It's sunk cost. It's done. They've wasted the money. It was a bad signing. They need to move on. Okay? We're not going to get into the, you know, when he doesn't play, then, hey, let's take a look at Ryan O'Hearn and clean up. Okay? So it's to the point where it's embarrassing. Vinny Pasquantino deserves to be called up at some point. They'll call him up, and they'll be a better team for it. So, Alec Lewis and his article, like you said, what was the headline again? Read that headline.
It's a bad headline.
I like the way you said it. It was very dramatic the way you said that.
Let's see here.
It's very good.
I have the article opens. Okay, here he goes.
Nice.
Today's Royals loss was the rotten cherry on top of a putrid first 40 games in the 2022 MLB season. Four questions this start raises.
Right. So Royals' first 40 games are complete, and they raised four major questions. And he goes into it, and he talks about how last week it seemed like that Rockies game, if they would have lost that game, that would have been the worst loss of the year. Instead, it turned out to be a win that gave the Royals some juice. So now, a week later, now this is the worst loss of the year. And since then, they fired hitting coach Terry Bradshaw. And that, you know, who knows if long run that's going to fix everything or anything. We talked about the struggles of the bullpen now. And even as reliable as like Barlow and Staumont have been, they blew it yesterday. The bullpen as a whole ranks number 28 in ERA. So the bullpen's bad. The Royals have the worst run differential in the American League at minus 57 and second worst in Major League Baseball. That's terrible. So we'll get into the rest of it. We'll get into exactly what he talks about and some things that I've brought up. And then we'll get Nate's thoughts. Marco will continue to play sound effects to make us feel better. Lots of things going on right now. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. See, I got to be very careful here, Nate, because then I forget, you know. Let me tell you the tangled web we weave in the Northland. So, you know, Marissa's our intern, right?
Yeah.
She went to Pius.
Yeah.
All right, and she worked with Phil St. John on some projects. And don't start this again. X Factor is a show that they do. It has nothing to do with the Chiefs super fans, so don't ask about that. Because I know that's what you're going to say. He's not involved. X Factor, the superfan, is not involved with St. Pius or the broadcasting department.
The show is named after him?
And so, no, the show was not named after him in any way. And so then, just to give you some background, you know, Tom, Big Tom, has been one of my best friends since third grade, you know.
Yeah.
Judge me as you will. And then back in third grade, at St. John's Grade School on Brooklyn and Independence Avenue, someone else who went to school with us was Larry Leggio.
Mm.
Of course, was the firefighter that lost his life a few years ago. We talked about many times on the show. Well, Marissa's uncle is Larry Leggio, and then in the commercial break, I started telling some stories about how me and Tom and Larry would hang out at Caddyshack sometimes, and then I realized in the middle of the story I cannot finish any of these stories. I cannot tell any of these stories to this young lady, and so I said, well, I'll tell you, one time me and Tom and Larry, and then I go, nope. I said, well, and this another time, and then we, nope. And I said, well, in third grade, we used to play touch football. How about that? So that's the answer. I started all these stories, but I just realized the endings. Is that wrong, Nate? Is that okay? Or is that, I don't know.
Well, maybe you ought to just finish the story, see what happens.
I don't think so. I could promise you I shouldn't finish the story, Nathan. But I will finish this article. So here are the four questions that raised by Alec Lewis. Number one, how much longer can the Royals continue to play Carlos Santana? What an awesome question. Before Sunday's game against the Twins, Carlos Santana had the second lowest batting average in Major League Baseball for players with at least 100 plate appearances at 135. He did have a nice day yesterday, so that's very good. Now, here's a little note here. These little nuggets Alec Lewis slips in these articles, and this is one you'll like, right? He said, simultaneously, the Royals have two first basemen, Nick Prado and Vinny Pasquantino, whom one opposing scout who saw them both recently said they are ready. How do you think that's going to go over with the Royals?
They'll decide when he's ready.
Right.
That's how it'll go over with them.
But what about that pushback? I just like that little. I like little nuggets like that.
Yeah.
Right or no?
Hey, man. Alex, bringing
maybe you
it
don't
lately.
Like it.
Well, I don't.
Maybe you don't like it.
I like all of it.
And so, you know, he said the Royals, maybe you're holding out hope for the 36-year-old whom they signed to a two-year, $17.5 million deal two off-seasons ago to get hot like Soler did a couple years ago, and they could trade him. The Royals are due to pay the full $10.5 million for him this season. Well, that was last year, wasn't it, with Soler? It's all running together, isn't it? It said the club could be hoping to showcase his production of old before the trade deadline the way Jorge Soler did last season. And then a similar sentence could be said in regard to backup first baseman Ryan O'Hearn, who has a 167 average and 40 plate appearances a season. And then he talks about how pitchers attack him. Basically, they just they throw pitches. That's how they attack him. Since 2018, listen to this. The Royals' production at first base is 5 wins below replacement per Fangraphs. Royals' first baseman have batted 200 with a 300 on base and a 378 slug.
Ouch.
If you're looking for an obvious spot for the club to improve, look no further than first base. That's embarrassing. And so he goes on the other questions, and this is an interesting one that I wanted to ask you about. Is now the right time to trade Brad Keller? Brad Keller has been one of the bright spots on the team, right?
Yep.
He compares him and his production to a couple of other pitchers. Miles Mikolas from the Cardinals, who the 33-year-old is much older than Keller, and yet in 2019 he signed a 4-year, $68 million contract. And so he compares him to Keller. And then another player who aligns similarly to Keller is Miami Marlins starter Sandy Alcantara, who at 26 years old this past offseason signed a 5-year, $56 million deal. So let's just say it's in that neighborhood what it would take to sign Keller. 4 or 5 years, $55 to $60 million. Would you be interested in that? Or do you think the Royals should take advantage of the opportunity to use his good start as a good trade chip and try to get better in other places since they're not winning with him anyway?
Well, I'd be interested in it, but it doesn't really matter if I'd be interested or not. It's whether or not the Royals can afford that. And my guess would be that they would not be able to afford him in free agency. So, yeah, I mean,
would you be sold that Keller's worth that?
Well, I mean, what you're worth is what somebody's willing to pay you, you know, and the market.
Would you be willing to pay him that if the money was available?
If I as the Kansas City Royals, probably not. If I'm some big market team that just craps out money left and right, I might. Or if I were the Royals and I felt like I was really close to contention.
So then, what do? You flip him?
Well, I think they probably are getting to they got to get to a point pretty soon here where I think they should probably consider trading him and Benintendi, which I hate to say because Benintendi's like the only guy on offense that's been producing consistently all year. But You know, they said they were in it last week. I supported that. I'm not going to flat out call them out of it yet, but they've taken two more steps toward out of it since those comments were made. I got all excited because they got a couple wins. Brady Singer's up and pitching well, so they actually have decent starting pitching right now, but they've continued to lose games. They've lost four in a row. So they've taken two more steps toward out of it. So I think here in the very near future, they probably should make the determination that they're not in it anymore if it continues like this. And then, yeah.
And also losing three in a row to the Twins is significant.
Huge.
Yeah, that's different,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you go from, you know, you win a couple of those games out of three, and they would have been like six games out of it or whatever, six games behind them. Now they're 12 and a half.
He also writes about the struggles of Bubich, Carlos Hernandez, and Jackson Kowar. And I don't think the Royals would be happy with some of the things he writes there. And then also, as the Royals are bound for 100 losses, he talks about how dire the situation has become and whether or not the Royals should potentially trade, like you said, Benintendi, Whit Merrifield, Brad Keller, and what the ramifications would be. So bottom line is this. A disastrous loss yesterday. They get swept by the Twins. They're buried 10.5 games out. They had the worst run differential in all the American League. And it doesn't appear like things are getting better. Even when they have Brady Singer go out and throw seven shutout innings, they can't find a way to win that game with a 6-0 lead to avoid a sweep at home against the Minnesota Twins. Disaster. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John live at the National Golf Club of Kansas City in Parkville. We are here today for the Team Smile Golf Classic in memory of Ted Reese. And so you can come out here if you're part of this event. If you're heading out here to play today, stop by and say hello. We're going to be here all day long. I know Mark Boerichter is going to be out here, and he'll be on the show with us around 7:30 or so. And so we'll talk to him, and he's on the Team Smile Golf Classic Committee, and we'll talk to him about that, why it's important to him. And we'll get more information for you throughout the day. Great cause, wonderful event, and a great place to be out at the National Golf Course and the Team Smile Golf Classic in memory of Ted Reese. Let's hear a couple of comments from the Royals manager Mike Matheny after the game yesterday, after the Royals hit a 6-0 lead going into the eighth, after a great pitching performance by Brady Singer, and they lost the game 7-6. Here's Mike Matheny on his bullpen. Well, also, the Royals bullpen is their ERA is 28th in Major League Baseball. So I don't know that they've been doing the job, Nate. I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, one thing he mentioned in there too is the fact is how overworked they are, and I don't know if that is an excuse or if that's a reason that their bullpen maybe imploded a little bit yesterday. Because I changed the channel, and I'm obviously, again, I don't know what I'm doing. Every time I change the channel yesterday, I flip to the wrong sporting event all day.
The hell is wrong with you? You're trying to get people to watch one soccer game, and you have them watching the wrong one, and you try to get people to warm up to this sport, and then you do that on Twitter yesterday. Unbelievable.
I wasn't happy with my own performance on that, but
yeah.
I can explain to you exactly why I made every decision I made.
Now,
how many times did the Royals blown a 6-0 lead at home late in a game in their history? I know this because you tweeted it out.
Never, but I did watch the game against Colorado last week, and so I would suggest to you that nothing is safe with this team.
They never had done that before. So I thought, well, this golf thing's really close.
They're making history.
It's coming down to the wire here. So that's why I changed the channel. And also, I have trusted Barlow and Staumont. I think they've been pretty good. And even this Taylor Clark, I don't know as much about him, but he seems like he's been all right this year. Not not last night or yesterday afternoon, but I just wonder. I mean, we were talking about it for the first 30 plus games of the year. Nobody in the starting rotation out of Greinke was even going five innings. You know, and at some point that does catch up to you. I don't know if that's why they blew it last night, or if it's just the pressure got to them, or it was just one of those days or what, but that can't help. You know, when your bullpen's that overworked, that can't help.
There's just like so many excuses.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean,
you know, about everything. Well, you know, Carlos Santana just hasn't, he's got a figure swing out. Well, you know, I mean, it's just, it's one thing after another.
It's the big leagues, man. It's production. You know, get the job done or you don't. That's true.
You know, right. That's exactly, it's the same, very similar situations and struggles and challenges that other Major League Baseball teams face. But the bottom line is this team's in last place with the worst run differential in the American League. Right?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really a unit that you could say has played well. I mean, they're not hitting, they're not pitching, they're got get you know, starting pitching hadn't been good enough and bullpen hadn't been good enough. That's all true.
And I'm gonna go ahead and tell you it ain't all Terry Bradshaw's fault either. Maybe now they need to fire like Terry Bradshaw, the ex Steelers quarterback, from his broadcasting job. Maybe that'll
I don't know why that's his what's his
fault. Why not? Fire everyone named Terry Bradshaw and see if it helps the Royals. If your name's Terry Bradshaw driving out there, I wouldn't feel safe with your job if I was you. Sincere apologies to anyone named Terry Bradshaw. If there is anyone listening, I apologize. That was a step too far. See, now I'm out of team. So I'm trying to smile at team smile. Now you got me. Now I'm team frown because the Royals made me mad. But I can look at AAA box scores. And Vinny Pasquantino. You know, someone tweeted at us. Steve tweeted at us. Didn't JJ say AAA production as a whole is not really that good? That's why they're not looking as much as fans think. Let me tell you something. Do you know how low the bar is for first base production for the Kansas City Royals? Did I not read that, Nate?
Yeah, you read it.
You know, it's not that big of a stretch to imagine that Vinny Pasquantino and Nick Prado would be an upgrade over that. I'm sorry. I'm not listening to that. And then just, okay, so then if everyone's on the same playing field at AAA, then look at Vinny's numbers and look at his on-base percentage and look how it compares to everyone else. I mean, there's ways to do this. That's just, I'm not hearing that. If you can't get better than what Carlos Santana and Ryan O'Hearn have given you over the past couple of years, then what are we even doing here?
How about Matheny at the end of that soundbite saying what? It's going to take some time to figure out what needs to come after that loss yesterday? It's like, what time?
No, I think what he's saying is you got to let your emotions cool down.
I see. Well,
now you got Marco pissed off. Now here we go.
I'm smiling right now because I'm looking at SportsCenter and they're showing the Andrew Wiggins dunk on Luka Doncic like seven times in a row, and I can just watch that on repeat.
Did he get called for a foul on that deal?
Well, I don't know if he did at first, but it ended up not being a foul. Luka tried to flop and act like he got hit in the face because he realized he was getting posterized.
That's exactly right. That series is over, by the way.
Yep.
Good night. 3-0.
That might be another Jayhawk with a ring here pretty soon.
You rooting for them?
Hell yeah.
I thought you loved Boston.
I do, but they don't have any Jayhawks on their team right now.
How many teams do you root for and love?
Oh, I'm the biggest floozy in the NBA there ever has been. I don't have a team.
Yeah. Just clickbait Nate over here. Whatever will make someone happy. Can we break now, Marco?
I always said Wiggins had the heart of a champion.
This is team smile.
I'm smiling right now.
I'm trying to smile. Let's smile out here together in Parkville. Tell you what, I see a breakfast buffet getting set up. I'll be smiling here in a minute if I get my hands on that. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.